Back for hour two of Kellington Tea Touch for You, Cellular Wisdom. Linda?
Yes, and I'm just so happy to see so many of you. I couldn't see you before, and from around the planet, and I see Simila and Anna are here from Italy, and I just want you to know that on our... made me cry. It was so beautiful. On our television, a big thing was a group, an apartment building in Italy with people out playing music and singing and clapping all out on their balconies and just sending hope. And that's what we can do with what we just did, imagining going into the forest and boosting our immune systems and sending that out to the collective consciousness. This was a dream of world oneness of Sri Chinmoy. And the fact that I was given this award, being recognized by this organization, this is something that he started many years ago. And this is what I believe this time on the planet. It's really interesting because it's worldwide and it is our opportunity to take this time and see the positive in it and hold the love and beyond infinite possibility, hold that our governments will step forward and support at this time. You all in the rest of the world are much more fortunate than we are, because what now our government is being pretty much forced to do is support the people, support this situation that we are in. And I believe that we can take this virus and send love out. And every time we connect into the fear, which is really out there, of course, because we don't know what's going to happen. But why don't we, like, in this wonderful book, I don't know if you can see me because I can't see me, but can you see that? This is Norman Doidge's book, The Brain's Way of Healing. Use this opportunity as a way of healing our own bodies by acknowledging that source energy, that divine spark in every cell in our body, and seeing that oneness, the world oneness that we now get in a different way, and using our beautiful, I realized this week of our, we had a companion, a dog course here, Tea Touch and Your Dog, here last week, and it was just, it's just such a wonderful experience. And taking this magic 1 1/4 circles that we have here and realizing this is a connector. My brilliant sister Robin Hood has developed, for those of you who are into dogs know this, just a connector, so that dogs who pull on the leash, this connector is like magic. And the Tea Touch basic circle is a connector to that amazing divine source energy in every cell in the body. And now from our logical, wonderful left brains, we have the science to show this. That is what is just so exciting. To show that every cell knows its function in the body. Wow. This is a wow. So thank you for all gathering here. And just knowing that having our body, taking this vessel for our soul, that is a connector to all beings, we can make a huge difference. But every time we go to that place of fear, shift it, count 3 blessings in your life, and go to a place of gratitude and boost the immune system on the planet. And let us give thanks to this virus for bringing us together in this way, all of us on the planet. It's a new possibility for recognizing that oneness of all it is. And I would like to remind you, I can't remember, Sandy and Eleanor, if we've done this in this class yet, but it is important that exercise that I did of outlining your body with your boundaries for this vessel. And there's a practice, and I'll give it to you again. It's a world, I've run into this around the world, this practice of protection against the fear that is out there. And so it's really simple. It's a mantra. I am encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. And that is what we're doing when we're doing the body blessing and going over the whole, every part of our body.
Can you say that again, Linda, a few times so people have time to write it down?
Yes, and we should write this. I am encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. That is a basic way of protection against the fear. Now, what we just did, which is personalizing that, is feeling the outline of your body and sending love into the cells, sending love and light. There is another way that I have learned that I use, and that is just imagine upping, raising, increasing the vibrational rate of your cells. And we do that each time we choose gratitude, each time we send love, each time we send love to this body. And another way, because I have more ways than one, is just stand on the earth and imagine the breath of the earth coming just with every breath into your body, filling all your cells. And just sending that up through your body and connecting up, up, up to the farthest reaches of the universe, and come around and the farthest reaches of the universe and up through the bottom of the earth and up through your body again. And I did that at one point about, I don't know, 30 years ago, I did that for every day for about 4 months. And then you go in the opposite direction and you just sweep your arms up to the farthest reaches of the universe and come down into your crown chakra, your top of your head. And just imagine that you can actually, it's more than imagining, just connect into these beautiful like silver cords that only allows anything that is good for you to enter your body, into every cell in the body. It's like there are these silver cords. Perhaps someday I will share this with you, what I have seen in regression. Amazing. It's like all we have to do is chook. It's like these cords that are waiting for us to acknowledge this divine intelligence, this source energy. Chook. We just connect in and we have this. It's kind of like, you know, in the movie Avatar, we can do this. And we have the connector T-Touch now, this basic 1 1/4 that increases activates the awareness of this genius in every cell in our body that is source energy. Oh dear. Now, there's one thing that came to me as we were doing this process that I wanted to remind you. When we And I really suggest, we have a few new people, the basic T-Touch circle. And I have to get my other view so I can see if, let's see, I get my speaker's view so I can see if I could, there. So I can bring my hand up to make sure that this, what this is all about, is this basic, imagine the face of a clock here and catch the skin, the tissue, with whatever part of your hand you can. It doesn't matter. It can be your arm. As long as you move the skin gently in one circle and a quarter. And by moving in one circle and a quarter, whenever we say anything to do with that one, like the number one and a quarter, activates the logical part of our brain. We need this to be able to be here together. I want to bring this to you because it is a basis for this work that isn't always necessary to clarify when we're doing a horse or a dog training or a kitty training. But for this, to really understand what's behind all of this, this one and a quarter circle activates the left brain. Now, the fact that we imagine the face of a clock, I would just love to have some of you, what is being activated with the right brain when we imagine the face of a clock? And why is that important for us at this time on the planet? Who is willing to share that with all of us? Four things that I'd like us to, four aspects of the right brain that is important to us, particularly in this time. I wish I could give you, you know, in our classes, if you say something and it's not exactly what I was waiting for, you get double chocolate. So imagine it. Well, I'm going to give you triple chocolate just for reaching out. So what are the four attributes of the right brain, activation of the right brain? Left brain is logic. When we activate our right brain, which we do by movement, by imagining, by color, by sound, that's all a part of activation of the right brain. And there are four parts. And this is basic to why this movement of the skin in one and a quarter circles makes a difference in your life and can release pain. And I want to talk about this after, because this is, we all, almost all beings have pain or know somebody who has pain. How is it possible that with T-Touch, we can reduce and release that pain? And you see my arm, this is my arm that the doctor said maybe I would never be able to lift it. It's barely 3.5 months now. So should we write in, Eleanor, can you watch the chat?
I think Sage said she loves chocolate, so she's talking about creativity, imagination, and intuition and possibilities. So I'm going to see if I can find you, Sage.
So in this book by Michael Rhodes, Entering the Secret World of Nature, he breaks it down, and Sage, thank you. You get triple chocolate. Feeling is one. And I don't know where I put his book. I just pulled it up yesterday. Entering the Secret World of Nature. Michael Rhodes. I wrote the introduction, which I love because I had so much fun with it. Feeling, creativity, as you said, Sage. Compassion is essential on the planet. And I am so deeply touched by, I attempt, and I stay away from the news, but I think for me right now, it's really important to have the news. And when I see what people are going through on the planet, I can either shut that down, or I can just send love and hope, and that's what I'm choosing to do. So all of you who are in situations, those of you in Italy who are in shutdown, and Spain now is shut down, and us in our country, you all, most of you wouldn't know this, now the schools are closed. And in Italy, the schools have been closed since February 21st with kids at home. And I want to give you the good news about this, because what Silvia Torresani said to me yesterday is that it's giving them the opportunity to choose what's important, to communicate, to talk together. And that's what I believe this situation can do for us. Not to go out and just buy something they don't need. And that is a possibility for us to look. Now, Sage, you just wrote, I'll drive over, yes. Yeah, okay, dark chocolate. I have some, Sage. I've got some great stuff. Made in Hawaii. Dark chocolate with dark coffee chocolate. So.
Did someone just say coffee chocolate?
I did. From Costco. Specially made. Sorry. Now, feeling. I want us to get this feeling. Why is this important? Because we don't tend to feel ourselves, right? We shut off our feelings. So we have an opportunity at this time, rather than shut off our feelings or shut off the pain in our body, to go in and send love. And I have to tell you that with this arm, I am so in love with my arm, because how it's done for me. I mean, I have a subluxated shoulder, but it doesn't bother me at all. And it's stronger. And now I have to be really careful to give more attention to this right arm, because it doesn't feel like as present in my body. So this thing of feeling, instead of being afraid of our feelings, which is, you know, what most people don't trust your feelings. Let us trust our feelings. And that means trusting our intuition. Sage, that was one of the important things that you said, our intuition. Really important. And I would like to remind you of the definition for intuition, because some of you don't know this. In 19, when I was 30 years old for my 30th birthday, and this is important to what we're all doing here. I ordered a $5 astrological chart that was said to be one of the first, you know, charts to come off a computer. It was in Stanford University basement. And that said that in my lifetime, I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And in order to do so, I would have to learn to trust my intuition. And the definition of intuition, I believe, is a core to this work, this tea touch for you. It's intuition is the manifestation of divine consciousness within you. And here we are getting this out from Abraham to yesterday. Recognize that source energy. It's what I have been searching for, doing, saying, like since that stellar moment in 1976 when I read Sir Charles Sherrington, that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And I've been searching for it to know, how does it know? How do we know? What does that mean? What is the source of it? And of course, in our last 6-month course, you know, co-creating heaven on earth, we read this amazing study, this amazing book, The Code for Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom by Joan King. She's a cellular biologist, and this is essential to understanding what we're doing here together with this detouch. She for 20 years was a cell researcher at Tufts University of Medicine, and she completely changed her life when she heard this legend, this Hindu legend, that hid the power that we have, that divine power that we had that was being abused on the planet. It was hidden inside because no one would ever found it. would ever find it. And we have found it. That is the beauty. We know it now. We just did this process in the forest. And I will be very interesting to hear how those of you who go back and listen to that and do it again, what your experiences are with it. Because that is the key to making a difference on the planet, to taking this just dire situation with so many people leaving the planet at this time. What is it all about? What it's all about is connecting with that source energy within and sending that out, sending it out. And Sandy, at this time, I would like us, oh, sorry, I wanted to define intuition. Intuition is a manifestation of divine consciousness within you. The messages it sends are essential to our mental, physical, and emotional well-being. We'll put this up after, so maybe I can just, I'll send it to you on the computer. The third sentence is, receiving and understanding its messages will help, will save your life and help you find your true path. So hearing and understanding the messages of our intuition can save our life and help us find our true path. It's intuition is a manifestation of divine consciousness within us. That's what this whole 6 months of cellular wisdom is about. Recognizing, connecting with that cellular wisdom within us and within all of our animals, even these guys, like this is my spirit animal. Because I can't right now have one that walks around. So I have to have all these God animals, that, God dogs that I have with some of you. Let us just like, manifestation of divine consciousness within you. That is the intuition. And every time we move the tissue in this 1 1/4 circle, for all of you who are new to this, we know we are activating both left and right hemispheres. And we know it from the studies that we did with Anna Wise. Eleanor was there in those studies. Amazing, 1984 and 85. And it showed that when we receive or give the 1 1/4 circles, that we had an activation in both hemispheres, in beta, logical thinking, alpha, theta, and delta. A balanced right brain. And I have right here, just happened to pop up this piece of paper. It's, you can print it out yourself. It's from Anna Wise's website, The Awakened Mind, and it's from the mind mirror studies that we did. And I don't know if you can see this little figure right there. On the top, this shows the activation of both left and right hemispheres. Can you see that when I'm holding that up? And then is full alpha in both hemispheres. This is like on a computer screen and measures beta, alpha, theta, and delta. And the theta is that intuitive out of the blue. It's like Einstein used to say, you know, that he imagined when he was 15 that he would be lying along a light beam. It's that imagining. And then delta is that deep REM, deep sleep of knowing and a knowing. So this is what the awakened mind is, you all. This is what we're doing. with each tea touch that we apply to ourselves or to our animals. The addition of beta external awareness to the meditation pattern, which is the alpha, this second, you know, is the meditation pattern. Shown above produces this awakened mind state. The awakened mind is open and flowering with awareness and information, open to itself and others, and its spirit, open to itself, others, and its spirit, divine source. It is filled with clarity, creativity. Clarity comes from the left brain, that left side. Clarity, creativity, the right side, insight, intuition, and spiritual connection. The awakened mind person, using landmarks to make his or her brain waves, can reassess this higher state of awareness at any time to resolve openness, issues, and challenges. To resolve questions, issues, and challenges. The person with an awakened mind lives in an aha state of revelation marked by self-knowledge, joy, and compassion, and compassionate service to others. This is the awakened high-performance mind of mastery. And the reason this is of interest to me is that in 1983, Anna Wise saw me working on a horse at a big demo and wanted to measure me because she had measured with Maxwell Cade, who developed this awakened mind concept. They measured hundreds and hundreds of people, and she believed that when I was working, I was in this awakened mind state. And I was indeed when she measured me, and then she measured 15 students in a class in Boulder, Colorado, and found that when they were being tea touched or tea touching, that they were in this awakened mind state. And listen, you all, this is what has kept me so passionate about this work all this time, because each time we reach out to ourselves and move the tissue in this 1 1/4 state, and think about, you can say like, why 1 1/4? Well, Dr. Suzanne Lederer, who did a 58 person study on tea touch for well-being with us, believes that it is affecting the DNA because it is the shape of the DNA strand. It is that magical spiral. Think about this also. When I say, wait a minute, I'm going to do 1 1/4 and I'm going to stay present, that is my deep meditation. I am totally present. So all you have to do is just stay conscious as you move, like be aware and feel the clarity of the movement around the 1 1/4 circle. That, the more we can teach this, the more we're going to have people in this state where they can logically feel, intuit, figure life out. There's another state, and this is what I believe we are all doing here. This is from the Anna Wise, you can Google this. This is the evolved mind. The awakened mind, stabilized through inner transformational work, releases all sense of separation and unites with universal awareness in the evolved mind circle of oneness. Note that beta emerges with alpha in the connection, I've got 11 points here. I've got to get this. Emerges with the alpha in the conscious mind, unites with the deeper awareness, outreaching delta curves upward as unconscious energy and information. what was most known or understood before lifts into subconscious frequencies and becomes conscious. The pattern also appears when the mind merges with its spirit in pure awareness, bliss, unity, oneness, transcendence, absolute understanding, or spiritual ecstasy. So this understanding, just really simple, with whatever part of the hand to use, and I just love this mind map that Sandy created. Look at the colors. These are the various touches that we can use. And all those touches do is represent the part of the hand that we use to actually do the make. Oh, yes, Sandy. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. And look at these. I just love this. In the center is our Pegasus with a wing that is a hand. And these are all parts of the hand and animal names. And what I added to it was the horse, the connector, which is represented by Sandy's beautiful Ibis, who passed at 37 years old this last year. He's a connector. So you have all these, the abalone, the lying leopard, the clouded leopard, all these different parts. If you're new to this work, don't think, oh my gosh, I'll never remember it. It's just various parts of the hand that represent how we can, what part we can use to touch the body. And you can make it up. You don't need to know the names, but if you really want to get into the spirit of this work, it's very worthwhile knowing which part you're actually using, because we connect with the spirit of the animal. And I don't know how many of you have become conscious of this, but right now there's talk in this country and also that I know of in Germany about nature deficit syndrome, that people are not connecting to nature. And the fact that we go into the forest and we feel the trees, and many of you take your dogs out for a walk, or your horses, you ride your horses out. And that makes a huge difference for us to connect. And connecting into this body and bringing that awareness of our connection to all of that. It doesn't only make a difference in this beautiful container for our soul, our body, but also when we connect with the oneness through the source energy, through the divine consciousness in every cell, we're spreading that. We're making a difference. We are in that state of evolved mind. And Sandy, I'll send this to you after, and we can post it in the chat, or post it on, of course, on our site. Now, I'm sorry for speaking so long, but these are, it's the heart of what we're doing here together. Committed to making a difference through our own body. And in the reconnection with this arm of mine, my question is, how did I not have pain? And I want to hear from some of you, because I know some of you have been using this concept of sending love through the connection of 1 1/4 circles. And I found I could just stop it right away as soon as I went and gave it attention and love and smile and trust. And I learned something that I've never heard anywhere else about a month ago about pain. And that is from Janet Vargas, who is this brilliant holistic veterinarian. She was here with me for the horse course. She's been coming to my courses now for about 22 years. It's unbelievable. And she always brings gifts. And she also has a beamer. And I said to her, how come that when I put the beamer on, I can like disappear the pain? She said, because what happens, pain is lack of oxygen. So when we put on the beamer, it activates the blood flow. That's what the signal does. And when that blood flow is activated, you get oxygen is delivered to the cells, and it just disappears. I said, well, I get that. That's funny. You know, it's never been said before. And how come I can do the same thing with my basic one and a quarter circle? So I'm thinking, well, I forget now. Oh my gosh. I think it was Kate who found this. Oh, I've got to find this again, but there's something about the activation. I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't remember. I found this and now I've forgotten it. Oh dear. But I know as soon as I address it and send love to it and deep appreciation, I think what's happening, I'm connecting consciously for the first time with that. Oh, right. The genius in the cells. Yes. Source energy. So, now I get it. So what happens, as Dr. Popp said, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, Institute of Biophysics in Neuss, Germany, when I sat with him and I did several touches on his shoulder, and I said that I had one time only seen like I got a sense of different light in the cells when there was pain and the horse didn't want me to touch it there. And he said that pain, that light rather, represents the communication between the cells. Now, what happens when we communicate, we connect, we activate that function of the cells by bringing gentle awareness. We connect, it's a connector to get the cells functioning again as in an ideal way. That's what T-Touch does.
Would you be willing to say that one more time?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
So just think about it. When there's pain or no feeling, it's the communication between the cells is inhibited, according to Dr. Fritz Albert Popp in his many, many years of study in his laboratory. He's worldwide. If you want to read about him, I know that Jewel Duke, you know this. My head is just Lynn McTaggart's The Intention Experiment. If you just look in the index, you'll see Dr. Fritz Albert Popp many, many times mentioned. I had the great honor twice of being with him, and when he said, the light in the cells represents the communication between the cells. That is our key. Eleanor, you have to write this down for me because that is the key to why this stuff works. We are, when there's pain, it's like the cell communication is inhibited. And so when we, with gentle and loving touch, which I think makes a difference, bring this one and a quarter circles. Even if it's off the body, it can be in the air. It can even be from a distance. That supports that cellular communication, and we can reconnect. We can reconnect this communication in the body, this genius in every cell in the body. When he said that was such a connection for me, because that communication between the cells, that was a prediction in the astrological chart. You will develop a form of communication that will spread around the world. And I believe it's a communication with ourselves, with each other, with ourselves. That's what this is about. This is what you're all doing here together. And the fact that I have to take 1 second. I'll be right back. I want to show you something.
So I'm not sure how long she's going to take. But just during this time, I can't see, Catherine, what you're showing us. Maybe you can write it in the chat. But just so that you know that the things that Linda references while we are, while she's talking is, oh, chocolate, will be in your handouts. Though the awakened mind state, those things, I was looking for it in my files. I can't find it. I know I have it someplace, but Linda will resend it to me and we will put that in a handout and put it up in your files so that you have that also. And the Judy G definition of intuition, you can, you know, these are great things. We put them in handouts like this, these little snippets of things so that you can print them out. And that's it. The definition of intuition by Judy G is a wonderful thing to print out and put up everywhere as a reminder of that connection.
How do you spell Judy G?
G, the letter G-E-E. And I put it in the chat also, that definition.
And it's J-U-D-E-E is her first name.
Oh, J-U-D.
And then G-E-E is her last name, Judy G.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you all, this is a lot of theory, but I believe it is an answer that we are holding together to put light into this chaos. And instead of seeing it as a disaster, seeing the virus as a connector, as a messenger, it gives us opportunity to go in and appreciate this vehicle, this vessel that we have for our soul, and remember what it is. Remember what's important. Let's turn this into the opportunity for sharing and for kindness to ourselves, you know, to our families, to our fellow people on the planet, all around the planet, all colors, all creeds, all races. Let's see them as one with us. And how do we do it? By very much going right into this vessel. And I want to give you one other way of protection that I learned from an amazing group in Australia when I was doing a workshop on soul retrieval, retrieving my soul, not retrieving the soul of others, which I've also done with the Robert Monroe work, but our own souls. And it's just about connecting and realizing who we are. But it was very simple. If you're doing, like Yoel, you're doing stuff online. Simila, you're also doing. Anna, many of you are doing online work. You can, and you may have, or you're in a group and you have maybe people who don't get it, or try to give their power away to you. It's very simple. You just imagine mirrors around you. And when somebody looks at me, they can't see me. They can only see their higher self. No, they can't see their ego self. No. It's a reflection. It's an intention. It's that intention that they can only see the very best in themselves. And we can send this out around the planet. We can send love on every time we see the coronavirus. Send love to the amazing opportunity we have for reconnecting with ourselves, our family, our friends, and all beings. Mother Nature, all the animals, the plants, all the nature spirits on the planet. Sandy, I would like to invite you right now to do this process with us, to just with whatever you have. I have this piece, and Sandy has it around her shoulders. You can just take a sweater, is a really cool thing to do.
Actually, so I have scarves around me, but they're not stretchy. And so I prefer, this is to go into areas that you might not be able to easily reach, and for just a different way to give your body an experience of tea touches with different surfaces. We do that a lot with dogs and horses in particular. And so Linda was showing you like a woven crochet. I don't know if it's crochet or woven, but I have this, like, it's very soft. I love it. And it's got a little bit of give to it. And so it has a different experience than something like a towel, or even like this, as beautiful as it is, it doesn't have much give. And I like something you can see. I encourage you to try I'm going to show you with different types of things. A towel is, you can use, but it also has no stretch, or you can use like an ace bandage. For my preference right now, that's actually too much stretch for my shoulder, because I have had some injuries. But something, and I encourage you to get whatever you have out. That's why I'm also going through several things.
You suggested a sweater, so I took my sweater off, because that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, so fleece has a little bit of give, plus it's like that, got that soft, cushy feeling. And especially right now, anything that feels comforting and nourishing and
gentle
feels especially good. And as Linda said, you can take a sweater. One day I was at a meeting and my shoulder was bothering me and I couldn't really reach the areas that I wanted. And so I took my sweater off and I started using it. This has quite a lot of, this particular one has a lot of stretch. But my cloth of choice right now is this. It's actually like a woven shawl. And so what we're going to do is put it, I have to push my desk out a little bit so I can stand up and you can see, is to place it so that you can work, like I can't move my left arm back behind me right now, so I had to swing it over, but so that you can get to the back, like your shoulder blades, to your shoulder, to your arm. And also you can go around. Now I'm just showing you and giving you an overview. For those of you who are on the phone, I should try it, probably explain that more in detail. So placing it over your shoulder, behind your shoulder blade. And we do this a lot with horses with belly lifts. And it's kind of where I kind of got the idea last class when Linda was having us do tea touches along our arms. I couldn't comfortably reach there because I've got some stuff in this arm too. And so I had this shawl, and with my bottom arm, my lower arm, I'm just supporting it. My elbow is hanging down and I'm just, it's not a grip, right? It's just enough so that if I were to pull this way, it just stabilizes it. And I'm not going to pull that hard, but I'm just giving you that example.
And Sandra, can I just say, for Sandra, I see you sitting there. I'm going to imagine I'm doing this with you on your back. Just feel it. Imagine that you can feel this as I'm doing this on myself, that you can feel it on yourself. Can you feel it? Good.
And so with your hand towards the top of your shoulder or your body, you can do in any way that is comfortable for you, like circular touches through this, but also using it. And when for some reason, when I'm doing it, it's probably because on the back, it gives a circle on the back And I just let my arm go whichever direction it wants to go. I can't even try to figure out if it's clockwise or counterclockwise. And it's probably clockwise on my back. And so you can see when I'm doing it, I can do little Python lifts, coiled. The thing that I like best is 1 1/4 circle with a lift. And to me, it's that, it's like the circle feels like a preparation and the lift just goes, oh God, that feels so good. And
you really imagine, if you can't do it for the moment, if you cannot move at the moment and do it, really imagine this. And imagine, if you'd like, imagine that we're there, I'm there, whoever you want to be there is there doing this with you.
Yeah, and so you can, like Linda's doing, you can move your body, you can just really imagine that no matter what this is doing, you can still imagine that 1 1/4 circle happening with clarity, with a lift, and just keep feeling the tempo that you want. I find with what's going on for me that I love when I get to the lift, I just keep finding this gentle, oh, that feels so good, and just keep, and then I find a pause and a breath and a slow release, and I can feel that all the way up through my upper neck and down on my other side also, as well as right underneath, because remember, our connective tissue is like this woven fabric. When you stretch, this is a great way to show it. When you stretch here, it goes in different directions because of the weave, right? It's the same thing in our skin. And you can reach diagonally from one shoulder like this across and get different areas of your back. And you might find that you start taking deeper breaths. That's a sign that your nervous system is going into more relaxation. Remember when Eleanor is talking about the vagus nerve system and how the nerves come through the base of our skull and branch down through our spine and all into our organs, that as we can work this upper area even, and you can bring this around here, around your neck, and do, oh God, it feels so good. Do 1 1/4 circles and lifts here. So that as those nerves experience that movement and the cells throughout the nerves and throughout your muscles, ligaments, and tissues, remembering that connection, cellular intelligence, remembering that potential for perfect functioning, and your nervous system responds and it's like, oh, right. And so instead of constricting in tension and fear, they get to have that breath also. I love watching everybody doing this. And so just really explore, like if I use in my hands a chimp on the material, it changes how it feels.
Yes.
You know, it changes the feeling in the material itself that comes, it communicates into my body. And so every time you find that involuntary deeper breath, know that that is your nerves opening and expanding and more circulation and more connection and contact is happening right into your lungs. Like, that's a great sign for yourself that in addition to your muscles softening and relaxing, that and you can feel your mind relaxing. And I want to, in addition to the EEG information that Linda was talking about, I was watching this Netflix episode with Morgan Freeman called What is God? And in the towards the end of episode 4, he goes and talks with a neuroscientist, and they did a study where they are looking at the circulation in the brain itself across all the different areas. And that when people were going into a state of meditation and a connection with the divine, whether it was any religion, any spiritual sense or contact or connection in any way, that the frontal lobes were activated. And like the left and the right sides of the brain, the frontal lobes lit up. And that's important for cognition, cognitive skills, emotional expression, problem solving, memory, language, judgment, etc. And it's like the control panel. And so it bridges across both hemispheres because it's both frontal lobes. So when we are doing T-touch and having that conscious awareness of cellular intelligence and that connection with the divine through our cells, imagine also or know that our frontal lobes are also lighting up, and that that's part of that relaxed focus that can come through when we're doing T-touch, right? And so as you're coming along your back, and I want to show you, try this on your shoulders, because so many people, we feel like a heavy load on our shoulders or have shoulder issues. And to come down and around, working with just the different areas, find all the nuances of your shoulders, and then down across this point of the shoulder towards the front. It's such an important area. It's like it feels like a circuit switch from your brain, neck, collarbone region down to the arm and to your heart even. This region, right, that point, you can feel where that point of your shoulder is in the front. And just making, just feeling into that area. And then continuing down using this wrap, you can get the whole of your arm and the back of your arm in a way that is different, even if you can reach with your hands. You know, with this wrap, it covers more surface area, right? And it just gives a different feeling. Oh God, it just feels so good. And you can continue going down, and I'm just stabilizing with my bottom hand. My bottom hand's not even moving.
And it's under your arm. If you describe it for those on the phone.
Yeah. So it's, one hand has the upper part of the material, and it goes back around the upper arm and between my arm and my body, and then the tail of it I'm holding just gently with my other hand, and I can, that stabilizes the material, and I can just be using, working with T-touches and this wrap wherever I want to explore, going all the way, oh God, it feels so good, down the arm
And right now I just want to, I'm actually releasing my bottom hand. I'm not even holding it so my arm can hang. And because the wrap is between my upper arm and my body, it's holding it and stabilizing it anyway. And I can just keep going down towards my elbow and getting all around the elbow. You know, with all of us on keyboards, you know, we hold our shoulders and our elbows and our wrists so much. So this is just another way to explore. Here, let me stand up so you can see. And really exploring your forearm. You can do it. You know, find how the wrap will, can just get gently held so you can even work all around those, the muscle and the tissue around the bones, those bones that are in your forearm. We do so much back and forth work with it. It's just so nice to be able to have a way to do these coiled pythons for yourself and going all the way down to your wrist and even along. It's so luscious.
And it is interesting, Sandy. It is a different feeling than when you actually feel a hand.
Yeah. I would love to know what you'd have to use your hands to type, or just unmute yourselves, because I'd love to hear what people's experience with that is.
Well, and I inadvertently had, I took it from being wrapped around my body, so that as I was doing it, moving on my arm, I felt it on my ribs. Mm-hmm. And it's, so I was following you on the arm and then adding the a rib movement with it. And that, for my back sitting here, yeah, these couple of hours, it's really fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can, I mean, you can reach up, get your middle back. I mean, it's and your ribs, like Linda was saying, and also all the way down, and this is really important. So coming down into your lower back, that is an area that physically is a support, right, between our pelvis and our upper body, and it's like the support of our physical body, part of that support system. And right now, during all of this, it's incredibly important to feel support. And so this is a way, on a very physical level, that you can just be talking with your lower back across your hips and your pelvis and just be like, hello, hello. Doesn't that feel so good? And I can feel that into my organs above and in front, and actually just these little touches down here across the back of the top of my pelvis and across to my hips. I feel that going all the way up my back.
Oh, yum. And I love to do this when I'm in bed at night on my neck and shoulders. It is delicious and so relaxing.
Andy, thank you very much. That is wonderful to bring us into the physical after what we did with the guided journey.
Question on the back just now, are you using both hands moving? Good question, Catherine. So when I was on my lower back, I was, but you don't have to. I would just see how it feels best for you. Yeah, just use this. Like, I'm just showing you as a guide, but really use it to explore and go to town with it for yourself. And Sage said that she's doing it with a shirt that she particularly loves. And that's like, for me, this wrap has special meaning for me also. So it's like on multiple levels. Choosing things that you like and feel good about. Sorry, I didn't realize the time, Linda. So I don't know where Linda went, but let's take, it's 15 after, and
let us take 10 minutes. So 25. So Linda, it's 15 after. Let's take a 10 minute break. And yes, Pat, if you go down your butt, I didn't talk about the legs, but absolutely, you can totally do this. And your upper legs, all over your legs to get to your feet, your lower legs, knees. My knees love this. Yeah, totally use it everywhere. Great. All right, we'll see you back shortly.